As part of KUER's series Alone Together, Stories of Social Distancing, you've heard from senior citizens and high school seniors. This week, voices of people who have a weakened immune system. Health officials have warned they are at high risk for COVID-19-related complications.
My name is Laura Zielinski. I am a healthcare worker. I had recurrent cervical cancer, 2 rounds of radiation, 2 rounds of chemotherapy, just ending in February. I am severely immunocompromised, and yet I am working every single day. I am one of the people who should not be working, technically. And frankly, I'm getting pretty sick of hearing about how everybody's staying home. I want and I need to be staying home, and I can't.
My name is Lorraine Leach. I had pneumonia about a year ago, so I'm compromised. And I had a job to a place where there was only 2 people working in the building. I accepted a ride from one of the workers. When I went in the next day, they weren't there, and they told me that they were isolating themselves because they had a fever. And I was just shocked that this person didn't call anybody else that was next to them.
My name is Liz Haig. I recently was diagnosed with cancer, so started chemotherapy in January, and I do worry very much about the uptick in cases that we may well see and what that means for all of our medical providers who are, you know, vital for people like me who need prompt attention. Cancer is not going to wait for the coronavirus, but of course the coronavirus is definitely not going to wait for cancer.